Well, Tom Peterson joining us with Minnesota Farmers Union. Tom, thanks for stopping on by. And it's a busy time of year for everybody.
Yeah, a lot of different meetings. We just wrapped up our state convention last week, and it's good to get out and talk to farmers and hear what's on their mind. For me, being the government relations with Farmers Union, it gets the opportunity for farmers to, you know, give me some of their ideas on different programs here at the Dairy Conference. Already got some strong feelings on the milk program, as you can imagine, what's within the Farm Bill. So good to get out and visit.
It really was an interesting convention for me. First time I had a chance to participate as a delegate, mm-hmm. and kind of see where policy originates from, and that's how it happens with Farmers Union.
Yeah, and I always say sometimes it can be a little messy, but people really have an opportunity to make their voice heard, and we have a lot of debate on both sides of the issue, and for me, I enjoy hearing that debate, so I can, you know, when I go to the Capitol and lobby on behalf of our members, I know what the discussion is on that, and I also knew who some of the champions are on those issues.
Are we going to see a lot of turnover, a lot of change this year in St. Paul?
Yeah, it's really interesting. One of the interesting pieces I heard is that 105 of the couple hundred legislators have 5 years of service or less. And so we have a lot of education that's already begun, and, you know, getting out and talking to a lot of those new legislators and, you know, not just the rural ones. We really need to talk to the city and suburban legislators. Always look for their, if they have a rural connection. Some of them might have worked for a company, or they grew up in rural Minnesota and moved in, or they have relatives, and always look for those connections and their interests there.
Tom, we're kind of coming off a year last year where, you know, it looked like we were finally going to get some property tax relief. That was going to happen. It failed to follow through, and kind of a hangover effect from last session.
Yeah, absolutely. That tax piece is a really big one. We came close this last year. In a couple of days, Joe, we're going to see the state's going to release their budget forecast. And once we see that budget forecast, assuming it's, you know, it was about $1 billion, we think it'll be a little less than that, but there'll be some money there to continue to, you know, hopefully we can get all those parties together and provide that property tax relief early in the session. Still outside hope for a special session this year, but I think it'll be early in the session.
Looking at last year going to this year, are we going to see some of the same issues, or is that transforming? I know water was a big thing, buffers a big thing. Is that still going to be brought up, you think, or are we kind of moving on to more health insurance, that kind of scenario?
Yeah, definitely health insurance and taxes, I think, are going to be the big dynamic issues. We'll still have some water issues for sure. You know, I think that there's, you know, some things that need to be clarified on the buffers continuing. That's going pretty good. We're going to get some updates early in session. But taxes and health care, it's also a budget year, so setting budget priorities for dairy here. We're talking dairy. There's some dairy initiative, livestock investment grants. There's milk donations that go to Second Harvest. There's a lot of different dairy provisions, too, that are in the budget. County fairs, all kinds of good stuff. So we'll be working on that extension, trying to get a good ag budget this next session as well.
Now, we always talk state government, too. And like you said, you had folks with the Dairy Margin Protection Program share issues. Now, you kind of take that and you bring it to the national level, right?
Exactly. You know, the 2014 Farm Bill doesn't expire until 2018, but one of the things Farmers Union would like to see is have the Farm Bill perhaps move up a year and write the Farm Bill in 2017. Look at that margin protection program, make some adjustments to that. The feed costs are something, try to factor those in regionally is something that, you know, and give producers some options. Maybe a two-tiered system is something that people would be interested in as well.
You talk Farm Bill, it just seems like we got done using that in our daily vocabulary.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast time flies, and people are going to have lots of opportunities. You know, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Franken, Representative Peterson, they'll all have listening sessions and opportunities for farmers to comment, as well as farm groups like Farmers Union, you know, and so producers that want to have a voice in the should be able to comment on it. Minnesota's in a good position having Senator Klobuchar, Peterson, Walz, Nolan all in the Ag Committee, so it'll be interesting.
And like we were talking change on the state level, that's been consistent there in the national level, the representation from Minnesota.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I'd say we also added Tom Emmer here in the St. Cloud area, and Representative Emmer served on the Ag Committee briefly, but he's been very engaged as well on the Ag big issues and has an excellent staff. And so I feel we've increased as well there as well, so which has been helpful.
Tom Peterson joining us, Government Relations Director with the Minnesota Farmers Union. And you mentioned your impact in your day-to-day conversations with those in St. Paul. How's it important, like, to get Farmers Union members and those on the farm active and visible and vocal? That's very important too.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I got my my first call this morning at 6:30 this morning from a farmer, and I try to answer my call. And we have an issue going on right now where MnDOT is going to ask for permits on all state highways for ditch mowing, and a lot of farmers are really concerned about that. And so I got my first call this morning at 6:30 and from a farmer who's concerned. And what I do is I take that and I go to MnDOT and try to share some of his concerns. We also work with the legislators in that area and serve as a conduit. But I always tell farmers that they really can have a voice through farm organizations. It's always amazing to me, some of the bills we passed over the years have come from a guy who called me at 6:30 in the morning and said, why are they doing this way? You know, and so people really can have an opportunity if they're involved in making good policy.
You mentioned the MnDOT thing. I saw your tweet the other day. Now, they're regulating that, right?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people may know it's been the state law for a long time, but kind of like the speed limit, it's kind of not been enforced, that you can't bail roadside ditches until after August 1st. MnDOT now is going to require a permit on state highways. You know, in your listing area, I think a 2371, 1059, they're all, if you're a farmer and you mow a roadside ditch, you need to go online and get a permit. If you don't have a permit, it will be a misdemeanor fine. And so we're kind of working with MnDOT to, kind of look at this, and we really want to try to get some answers on how this is going to work. There's no cost for the permit. The one thing farmers should know too, they have till about February 1st to get the permit to do in front of their own farm. Otherwise, then it's going to be open to anybody to sign a permit. And so you also are going to have insurance and proof of insurance on your equipment and your liability to do that as well. And so I think that's going to come as a surprise to a lot of farmers in your listing area too as well.
So. I can see your phone calls increasing today, Tom.
Yeah. No, it's interesting to see. And we want to get those questions. We'll be meeting with MnDOT next week to kind of go through some of this, and really concerned that their thought is that they want to increase habitat for pollinators and wildlife such as pheasants. Our concern has always been safety. The roadside mowing helps with that. It reduces the cost of the state. And MnDOT doesn't have to mow. The farmers take care of a lot of that for them. And also noxious weeds, it really helps with that. But it also provides, lower quality forage, but a lot of forage in this area where there's a lot of livestock as well. So that's an important piece. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Had one guy trying to add a little humor. He says, if you want to increase the pheasant population, stop shooting them, he said. I said, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But environment has played a huge role in policy and just talk of recent years. It's not going to go anywhere, Tom, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's, continuing to see different changes in environmental issues. Well, water is a big issue. Another big issue in this area is irrigation. We've had an increase in irrigation in central Minnesota as well, and that's another big piece. Nitrates in groundwater, a big issue that our farmers' union's working on with state agencies and trying to get, reasonable answers that work for farmers in that as well. So a lot of different environmental issues always hanging on there.
As far as session starts in early January?
Yeah, it starts January 3rd. So, about a month from now. And, already a lot of different discussions going on and getting some bills ready for next year. And, and it'll kind of have a slower start, I think. I think you'll see some big issues come up right away. They might try to, come up with health care taxes or a bonding bill right away. There is They really need to get a bonding bill passed. There's a rural finance authority within the Department of Agriculture. They're going to run out of money about the first of the year. And that was in the bonding bill to get them authorization to sell bonds. And farmers that are going to be looking for restructure loans or livestock loans are going to be kind of stuck. And so that's something the legislature needs to do right away. We'll be putting pressure on them. And hopefully they'll work together and get something done early.
And we haven't had a transportation bill for how long?
It's been too long is the right answer there. And, you know, trying to find a right mix of, transportation funding is challenging. It's a top priority, I think, for all ag organizations. Farm to market roads, farmers know the issues there and that we need to get those good roads. And not just roads, but bridges. You know, I think a lot of farmers, as equipment gets bigger, we're starting to see weight limits on some of those bridges, and we need to get some of those rural bridges replaced as well.
Committees, I know committees, they form. Is that when session begins? I know some of the committee leaders, that's already been addressed. Like I know Paul Anderson leading the House Ag, Tory Westrum in the Senate as well. So is that all form when session begins, Tom?
Yeah, probably in the next week or so, you'll see committee assignments start coming out. Like as you said, Joe, we have the chairs out, Representative Anderson, Senator Westrum, and also Rod Hamilton chairing the Finance Committee, and Bill Weber from Southwest Minnesota chairing the committee, other ag committee as well. And so good leadership there, and people will be getting their committee assignments. Legislators put in requests, and so I talked to a legislator yesterday, and they rank their interests that they'd like to get, and then the leadership tries to take interest in that, and they don't always get what they want, but we'll be looking at that very carefully. But it should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Tom Peterson, we appreciate your time. A look at the session should be an interesting one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the opportunity, Joe.
You bet. Sounds good. Hey, we're coming up on 15 minutes in front of you, 11 o'clock. We'll take our final break. We'll be back and wrap up our broadcast from the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo.